We have some great, great newsmakers in our studios this morning. And we do have the governor, former governor of South Carolina, former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, here in our studios. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Jack. Great to be with you again. Happy New Year.
Yeah, more town hall, big town hall last night. But we have the chairman of our media group, Bill Binney, in our studios. And he's the chairman of Binney Media, which oversees in pretty much all of our brands and stations in the region, but also the Pulse of an H. And Bill Binney joining us with some news this morning. How are you, sir?
Jack, it's my pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's start with just last night. The Wentworth by the Sea is a place you know very well. You're the owner, but you had a big event last night. I'm hearing, Bill, that these crowds that are showing up for the Nikki Haley events, including last week and the week before and the end of last week with the holiday week, are getting bigger and bigger. Big crowd last night?
Big crowd last night. I'm not allowed to say the exact number because the fire marshal will come over and visit. But it was way past capacity. It was many, many hundreds past capacity, and we're delighted by that. It was a great show, and Nikki did a brilliant job. I'm not kidding you. I've heard a lot of stump speeches in here in New Hampshire, and Nikki, who's sitting in front of me, I can tell you did a wonderful job last night.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It really was.
Well, Bill Binney, I'm going to stay with you for the moment because that's where the light is. I don't have you on the show enough. I love your socioeconomic take, your business background. You know the economy. You've created more jobs than I can probably add up here. You still do all that stuff. You're also a former U.S. Senate candidate. You've run for a big office before as a Republican. You're a former state Republican Party official. You've met Donald Trump. You've met Chris Christie. You met all these people, including Governor Nikki Haley, former governor. And you're here today to talk about her candidacy and make some news. So why don't we start with that? No disrespect. Why are you here?
I am here to endorse Nikki for the presidency of the United States. I don't think that there's a better candidate in the field. And frankly, in my years of doing this as a Republican candidate, as a Republican official, as a worker just here in New Hampshire, I can't think of a better candidate that I have seen in my tenure than you yourself. I want to say I'm so impressed by your speech last night. I think it's great to have an accountant versus a lawyer in the White House, someone who understands numbers and understands the severity of the economic crisis we're facing as a country, whether it be Social Security or Medicare or the incredible debt. I think it's great to have somebody who understands jobs because you've had one and worked one in the real private sector and not just been a lawyer your whole life who went immediately into politics. I think you understand the human condition, which is not a small issue. And everybody listening, they all have challenges, and I think you're one who can help those challenges. So it's my privilege and pleasure to endorse you for the presidency of the United States and for the Republican Party coming up in January here in New Hampshire.
Thank you, Bill. I mean, that's amazing. And Jack, I'll just tell you, you know, these are the endorsements that matter. The ones that you have real business people who know what it's like to sign the front of a paycheck, who know what it's like to see how the economy works and where we need to go to hire more people and get our economy moving, and to realize this is the time. It is time for us to get our country back. And you could see it with the hundreds of people yesterday. I could see it when I met with fishermen this morning talking about it. They're tired. They're tired and they want something different, and they are not giving up on America. And I'm not giving up on America either. And I am so grateful to Bill and really just for him opening his place last night, which was beautiful, and being here today. I promise you, I will make you proud in this process.
Well, thank you for saying that. We'll hold you to that.
I expect to be held to that. Thank you.
What do you say to people who say you cannot win?
You know, I think if you watch TV enough, you see a lot of political pundits who want to act like they know what's happening. And I always laugh when they say that because they don't know what people are thinking. And I watched this when I ran against the longest serving legislator in South Carolina and people said I couldn't win. I watched this when I ran as a Tea Party candidate against four other candidates as governor. They said I couldn't win. I watched this when they said I didn't have enough experience going into the UN. People know what they want. And no political pundit can tell you anything. So they're going to tell you over and over again, oh, Trump's got this. Trump's got this. No, he doesn't. Until Election Day happens, no one can tell me Trump's got it. And you look at these town halls, people come up to me afterwards. Some will whisper and say, I voted for him twice, but I'm voting for you. Some will say, for my family's sake, we're going to do this. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to go tell 10 people. I mean, people are energized. They're ready. They're excited. And they know we've hit rock bottom. And the only place to go at this point is up. And we're going to do it.
New Hampshire is a famously independent place. And the old joke about we have to meet you a couple of times before we'll even think about voting for you has real basis in fact in this state. One of the things that's going to happen in this upcoming primary are independents. Independents have the ability to vote in New Hampshire and in our primaries, which is unusual in many parts of the country. What do you say to people who are on the fence, may not even be a member of a Democratic or Republican party, but would like the privilege of voting? How do you convince those independents who I think, if you're listening right now and you don't vote in primaries, I want you to vote. I'm begging you to vote. I'm on my knees that you vote and that you vote for Nikki. But I want to have her tell you why you should vote for her, even if you're not affiliated with a party, which you can vote. If you're an unaffiliated voter right now, here, and you hear my voice in New Hampshire, you can go and primary day and vote. So with that said, Nikki?
The first thing I'll tell independents out there is there's a lot of you. It's not just in New Hampshire. There are a lot of people who felt like their party left them and they feel like both sides are crazy. I don't know that they're wrong. And at the end of the day, they want sanity back. And what I will tell you is, you know, I have said Republicans have lost the last 7 out of 8 popular votes for president. That's nothing to be proud of. We should want to win the majority of Americans. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I have been a 2-term governor that took a double-digit unemployment state and turned it into an economic powerhouse. I was at the UN. I dealt with Russia, China, Iran every single day and showed them what we expected of them instead of being reactionary. And we'll take America to a new place where people don't feel like they're working for government again. They'll finally feel like government is serving the people. That's what we want to do. They deserve to have an economy that's back on track and stop this crazy spending. They deserve an education system where kids are reading again and schools are back to the basics. They deserve a border that is secure, no excuses. They deserve law and order back in our country. And they deserve a country that they can be proud of. And that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to fight to earn every single Granite Stater's vote.
If I can come back to Bill, just one quick question. Bill Binney making this endorsement. Nikki Haley, Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Bill, you didn't have to do this. You're a busy person, got a lot going on. You've run for office before, probably thought about it again, may do it again. My question is, why now? Why this primary? Why, with 20 days to go, are you coming out to endorse Nikki Haley and not, if it is a two-person race, if you listen to the pundits, Vivek Ramaswamy seems to have plateaued here. Ron DeSantis focusing more on Iowa, the Florida governor. Chris Christie's still in it, but the numbers are suggesting it's a Nikki Haley, Donald Trump, Nikki Haley race. So why now and why Nikki Haley and not a Trump at this point?
So I've met Donald Trump many times, more than a dozen, in this very studio, as a matter of fact, this very building. I think that you are the right generation, Nikki, for what we need. I think that it's unfair as a Republican for what the Democratic political administrations have done from a justice standpoint against Donald Trump. And I want to say that as a Republican. I cannot in any way see that that's going to help us as Americans to politicize the justice system the way it's been politicized against Donald Trump. That aside, I think that Donald Trump has had his turn. And he's swung and he's hit the ball in some cases and he's missed in others. And we could talk about that till the cows come home. But right now, today in 2024, we need a young, fresh, new mind, a new voice, someone who understands the problems of America. And I think without question, you are that candidate. And it's my privilege, I really mean it, to endorse you. And if there's anything we can do here, Binney Media, to help you, we're happy to do it. And I say that on the air.
Go tell 10 people. That's what I'll tell everybody that's listening. Go tell 10 people that you want to see a change in our country. Go tell 10 people to go to NikkiHaley.com, get a yard sign, volunteer, get involved. We're going to do this, and we're going to do this because Americans deserve it. It's time to bring a transparent government back to the people. It's time to give people information and let them live the lives they want to do. I've told Chris Sununu, I'm thrilled to have the endorsement of the Live Free or Die governor, but I want to make us a Live Free or Die country. It is time for people to be back in charge of their lives and what's happening in the economy. And I know we can do that.
What do you say to Republicans, fierce Republicans who are Trumpers? What do you say to them in the party of 20, in the time of 2020 when Trump controls the party? What do you say to them that you're their candidate and they should vote for you versus Donald Trump? And then next, if you are elected, will you forgive him? Will you give him a pass on all of these issues?
The first thing I'll say is I think President Trump was the right president at the right time. I agree with a lot of his policies. I had a good working relationship with him in the administration. But rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. We all know that. Chaos follows him. And we can't be a country in disarray and have a world on fire and go through four more years of chaos. We won't survive it. You don't defeat Democrat chaos with Republican chaos. So that is the case. The second thing is we don't want another nail biter of an election. You look in every one of these polls, Trump and Biden head to head, it's pretty much even. We're all going to be sweating it out in November. On a good day, Trump's up 2 points. Wall Street Journal had him up 4. In those same exact head-to-head polls, this last one, Wall Street Journal, I defeat Biden by 17 points. 17 points. You go with a win like that, that's governorships, that's House, that's Senate, that's all the way down to school board. That's going in with a mandate to D.C. to say you're going to stop the spending, you're going to get our kids reading, we're going to close this border, we're going to bring law and order back, and guess what? We're going to get our enemies back on their heels again. That's what a win like that would be, and that's what we need to do. In terms of, you know, whether I would pardon President Trump or not, I would. And the reason I would pardon him is because this country has to move forward. And we get nothing by having an 80-year-old president sitting in jail, which it's going to continue to keep our country divided. This is not about whether someone broke the law. This is about moving the country forward in a way that we can start to get things back on track.
What do you say to the independents who are listening about the January 6th insurrection that Trump may or may not have had a party in?
I think it's a terrible day. I hope we never relive it. I think it was horrible for anybody who lives in America to watch have happen. And I think he's going to have his day in court, and we'll see what happens with that. But I hope that it's a lesson that we know how fragile we are. I mean, we are a fragile country, and being this divided only makes that happen. I mean, the reason, Bill, I'm doing this, I don't want my kids to live like this. I don't want them to grow up in a country where they don't know where they're going to get a job. They don't know if they can afford their rent. They don't know if there's going to be all this debt that, by the way, happened under these previous presidents that our kids will never forgive us for. You know, everybody talks about Trump's economy and that it was good, and it was good. But at what cost? $8 trillion in just 4 years. That's... Now we're digging out of a hole, and it's going to take us a whole hell of a lot to get out of that hole. And I'll tell you that you look at that, and as an accountant, you can have a good economy, but you don't have a good economy by going into debt. Mm-hmm. And you don't do what Biden's doing by flushing the system with cash. Both of these guys were wrong. Both of these guys have gotten us into the situation that we're in. And both of these guys need to move out of the way and let a new generational leader come in here and start to deal with the solutions that we have going forward.
So you talk about the debt a lot, and I've spent a lot of my life looking at it and thinking about it. What would you do about very complicated, difficult issues like Social Security?
$34 trillion in debt. And the part of that that really should send a chill up everyone's spine is in a couple of years, our interest expense will be more than our defense budget. And if Russia, China, and Iran see that, we're in a lot of trouble. A strong dollar matters. That's what makes us a superpower. That's what's so important. A big part of what's happening is the fact that Social Security will go bankrupt in 10 years. Medicare will go bankrupt in 8. That doesn't mean that people need to be fearful. That means that we need to get in front of the situation. So the way that we fix that is first acknowledge that we have a problem. Every other candidate, including Trump, has said they're not going to touch Social Security or Medicare. Well, if you don't touch it, that means you're going to go in as president and exit the door, leaving it bankrupt. That's not responsible. What we will do is, first of all, everybody that's paid in, we'll keep it. America should keep her promises, and we'll do that. But for those like my kids in their 20s, we're going to say we're changing the rules for you. So we will go and change their retirement age to life expectancy. We'll do cost of living increases based on inflation instead of just the basic cost of living increases they've been doing now. We'll limit benefits on the wealthy. And we'll expand Medicare Advantage plans. Seniors love that. It's more competitive. Those are the things that we'll do. By acknowledging the problem, then we can dig out and see what we're dealing with. But we don't have to hurt people. We just have to get in front of it and say, okay, there are some solutions to the problem.
Real quick question for Governor Nikki Haley. Bill Binney, chairman of Binney Media in our studios, making this endorsement on behalf of him, the chairman. But I want to come back on a news question, news talk question, Nikki Haley. What Bill's question about Social Security. Democrats are real good at just saying, they'll say, Nikki Haley wants to take away your Social Security. Nikki Haley wants to take away your Medicare. Nikki Haley wants to have a national abortion ban. How do you respond to those claims for those independent voters who might see an ad, especially as the heat heats up here in the next 20 days?
It's what Democrats do. They put fear in people. And what I will tell you is, as an accountant, the last thing I'm going to do is make anyone feel unstable. That's not, you should get what you think is coming to you, and you should get what you've been promised. But there are ways to fix it. Accountants know that numbers tell a story. And the second you start to see where those numbers are, you know where to get in front of it and how to move them so that people don't suffer. That's what we haven't had in a long time. That's how we'll deal with it. And so everything we've done, I've done over 150 town halls, answering every question, shaking every hand, being the last person to leave. Because what you're going to see me do as a president is what I did as governor and as ambassador. I will give you everything I know. I will be incredibly transparent. And then we together will make the decisions. That's the problem with Biden. He doesn't tell anybody what's going on.
Can you win this primary in 20 days? Donald Trump's had the lead, and it's been a big lead.
It has been a big lead.
Consistent. Can you win this?
And we're closing in on him. That's why he's doing commercials against us. We're going to be strong in Iowa, strong in New Hampshire, strong in South Carolina. You watch. Forget the political pundits. We're about to make history.
Bill Binney, do you think it's going to be a photo finish in the New Hampshire primary? A lot of the national media are scratching their heads. I don't think they really know, because I've seen the national media get it wrong time and time again. New Hampshire likes not to be told what to do when it comes to an independent vote. Do you think it's going to be a close one?
Oh, I think it'll be a close one, but I think Nikki wins. I think that there is a tidal change, an earthquake happening very quietly and starting here, that the people are saying enough with toxic Trump, enough with old man Biden. We want a change. We want a new voice. We want a fresh start. I think Americans and New Hampshire citizens love a fresh start, and we want to clear the decks and get it going. And I think we need a leader that can build and a leader that can unify, and I do believe Nikki can do that. I do believe that.
All right. We have a time clock here. We need to take a quick break. Good morning, New Hampshire. The Pulse of NH, Bill Binney, chairman of Binney Media. Thanks for coming in and being part of the show this morning. I actually think we might have another show in the works here. That was one of the easiest segments I've done in a long time, J-Dog. But no, it's a great discussion. So thank you for coming in, Bill. I appreciate it. You're welcome anytime. Of course, I'd love to get you also talking about the economy sometime soon.